Ay.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Special. Well, that's a good way to start, isn't it? So I'm Madonna Guy, this is David Sheil, and this is our Merry Christmas. Last one for the year. Last one for the
Last
year.
one for the year.
Last one for the year. So it's been a bit of a year. Some people have really struggled. Some people have gone ahead in leaps and bounds. So we just wanted to sort of talk about future planning for 2026, have us think about the things that have been really amazing this year, and try to move forward so that we have a, awesome year next year. So from a counselling perspective,
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Christmas.
I'm gonna
Yeah.
be in year three.
Teddy will be in year three next year, so he's looking forward to making lots of new friends. That's really cool. It's easy for kids to future plan.
Yeah,
They get it done for them.
yeah.
So sort of thinking about your, the process you developed where people can put in the things they want in their life. I've had a few people who have totally forgotten what they used to do before things fell to crap in their life. Right,
You know,
that's not.
people dealing with illnesses, people dealing with job losses, people dealing with, lots of stuff going on. So, can you give a little bit of an overview of how to, what people could do in order to start thinking about what they used to love in their life that they've forgotten because everything, got a bit tricky?
Well, I think the first thing from my thing is that have a really nice Christmas time. If you
Yeah.
get involved into the Christmas spirit properly, it's all about giving, and there's a whole bunch of altruism that happens socially. And even though there's some people have difficulties at Christmas because they have issues with family or people at Christmas
Yeah.
time, it doesn't matter. Still, the general purpose of Christmas, if you look at it from just a general social perspective, is that there's giving and receiving gifts, there's making really delicious food and sharing it, and there's often beautiful conversations come about at
Yeah.
Christmas because we often catch up with people that we don't see that often.
Yeah, that's right.
And so
Yes.
generally the whole spirit of Christmas is this wonderful thing, and it's a good idea if we can actually celebrate it. And the types of things we do at Christmas that are really fun and positive are really good for our health, good for our hormonal system, good for our mental and emotional systems.
Yeah.
And because feeling good and having fun is sure a way to get healthier.
Yeah. You're giving me stuff that I need to know.
Yeah.
Because my best friend and me are splitted up
Oh.
into
Oh, you're
classes.
in different
So
classes.
Teddy's got three best friends, and all three of them are going to be in different classes to And
Teddy next year.
no, but Sophie and Jackson are gonna be in the same
Yeah, but
class.
you don't get to be with Sophie, Sephora, or Jackson. So that's okay. You get to make lots of new friends. And I think that's one of the things. If, like, what advice for people who are going to be going through a lonely Christmas? Because they're the people who I worry about, the ones who don't have the family, they don't have the connections. Well, the good thing is there's a lot of good stuff online.
Yeah, right.
And even though people say that being online, it generally gets a bad rap, most of the medical studies show that if you operate online positively, it's a really good experience and it's not harmful really at all. So there's a lot of stuff online. There's a lot of these days you can just go online, you can look at a whole bunch of great things happening in the world. Because even though we've been through some difficult times with the pandemic and people are still
Yeah.
recovering from that, it's a good time to just let it all go and have fun.
Yeah.
But that's the way I look at it. So in whatever capacity you can, some people are more isolated,
Yeah.
but you can also always give someone a call or.
Yeah. And here in Brisbane, one of the things that the government did a little while ago was made all public transport 50 cents. So go hop on a bus, go hop on a train, go hop on the the boats.
Go adventuring.
Go adventuring. Yeah.
What does Tom Robbins say? It's never too late to have a happy childhood.
Yeah, right. Rethink your childhood.
Rethink your child. Because really, we can always change for the better.
Yeah, we can.
That thing. So a lot of people did go through a lot of change during the COVID. A lot of people lost their jobs. There were
Yeah.
all sorts of things happened. people are still arguing about the outcomes
Yeah.
and all types of things. And so getting into New Year's a good time to
The good
start.
thing is, we know the government only wants to protect us and keep us happy, healthy, and safe. So that's good moving forward into the 2026, knowing that.
Right, well,
When you said,
probably in the new year it's a good time to maybe focus less more on the positive stuff, because even though things are negative, they're still, if you look at people as a whole, people are generally positive.
Yeah.
And all studies show that, that most people are positive and are good intention. And there's often a small percentage of really quite intense people who can, but they're only small, who
Yeah.
make life worse for everybody.
Yeah.
And there are a small percentage, because even if you add up all the worst personality types, you're only going to get to 10% maximum. So 90% of people are okay. And it's good to remember that most people are good, and that if you work with that, you can get really nice outcomes even in a more stressful, difficult time.
Yeah.
And so New Year's a good time to start. We'll go through Christmas, celebrate, and then at New Year, people often give things up at New Year.
Right.
Right, so I have an issue with this personally, not a real issue. It's just that often when people make change, they make negative change. In other words, they'll say
I
the
say,
general things, I won't drink this year,
I'll
or
cut out sugar, I'll
I
cut out
can't.
tea, I'll cut out coffee.
Except I always think, because I work with roles, like you asked the question about planning.
Yeah.
And so the thing is that you can work out roles. Roles is a way of defining new ways of going. So you can divide your whole life up into roles. You can do it in the workplace. I'm a manager, I'm a worker, I'm a whatever sort of person.
Yeah.
What I am at home, I might be a dad, or what I do at home, a parent and a husband in my case, and everyone's got their own thing. And socially, we do a bunch of things. We got all sorts of roles. We might go adventuring, we might be
Yeah.
campers, we might just like going swimming or something.
Did you ever read the book Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway?
I didn't read that, but I've heard about it.
So, can I just quickly do an overview? So, there's a chick called Susan Jeffers. So, yours is a way more full version of what this little thing I'm going to say is. And what she used to say was, when people lose something in their life, whether it's a loved one or a job or a parent or Boyfriend.
a friend, then they feel that great sense of loss. The more things they've got in their life, the less loss they feel. It doesn't mean that the loss isn't huge, absolutely, but she always talked about having nine things in your life. So she basically made it into like a tic-tac-toe box and said, okay, friendship is one box. You know, family is one box. Hobbies is one box. Work is one box. So if you lose your job, it's only one out of nine things. If you lose someone in your family, it's only one out of nine things. If you lose your career, it's one out, you know. So, and basically then working on each one to make sure they're all at a nice equilibrium level so that when something shifts in your life, you're less traumatized by it, Right, well, what I
which
call,
I figure is exactly what you
well,
do with your
what I
roles.
actually call that, I call that taking a holistic approach,
Right.
right? And the reason for that is that when something very negative happens, it's very easy to get overwhelmed and think that, oh, life's awful. But it's only when we count things properly
Yeah.
that we can actually like count all of the things in our life. Like, it's good to write down a list of, I call them roles. So, like if I look at my roles, do you know what I mean? I'm like at work, I'm a counselor, but I'm also an artist, I'm a writer. Like, there's a whole bunch of things I do in that work role.
Yes.
And then at home, I'm a dad, I'm a house person, and
House hubby.
house hubby, parent, gardener,
Yeah.
and I also make art. So, it's like
Lover, friend, you know,
decorator,
sort of
all those
goes,
things.
yeah.
And then socially, German, I've got a whole range of different types of friends.
Yeah.
Like, some friends are more social, some are more supportive, some are more spiritual, and some are just cool people that I like hanging out with. And then spiritually, there's a whole bunch of roles in that too. Like, I'm a meditator, I'm a yogi, and I'll do all sorts of things in that. So by taking into account all your roles, when you do have a loss, you see which the ones are standing. And one problem is when people have a very difficult situation, the others can wane as well.
Yeah.
They can all be affected. So it's even if you have one thing fall over, you want to keep the others standing up.
Yeah.
And the way I do it is just say, and the thing about it is that people often give things up, like taking things on is really nice too. So if you're feeling frustrated, you can always take on a new thing. You
Yeah.
might start bushwalking, do you know what I mean? Getting in nature, and or you might take up something really positive like yoga or dancing or that thing. So another thing about positive change is actually including things on your list that are positive and not just giving up things. Like everyone would like to eat less, everyone would probably like to drink less. There's all the things we reduce, but then there's the new things that we create. And you know, the way I do it, we measure roles and standard psychological scaling from 0 to 10. And if you're competent at it, you're 5. Do you know what I mean? So when you start a new role, you might start off 0, but you slowly build reality to that role as something you do more regular or whatever way you do it. So starting new positive things and developing new habits is a good way to do
Yeah. And I and
it.
especially and I'm thinking about lonely people, you know. So the people who are lonely, they really need to have a good list of things that they can do in their world, you know, so that they don't get into a big funkin' depression every time they're alone. Because, you know, it's tough out there.
Yeah, and at Christmas, people notice it more because lonely people might be lonely all year. But at
Yeah.
Christmas, when everyone's getting together, you might feel excluded even.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's good if you're lonely to just go out, because often people with depression, they don't want to leave the house. But just going out, going down to the shop and interacting with people,
Yeah.
you know, because,
Yeah. One of my clients is a carer for her husband, but he's very much requiring 100% care these days. And so one of the things her daughter gets her to do is just leave the house every day. And even if it's just leaving the house to go and get the mail, or leaving the house and going out to the car and getting something, you know, it makes a big difference. So she's got a local shopping center, so she just gets out. She's creating a little bit of a community, like the people there know her. They know her order. So they have a friendly little chat. She sits down, people walk by, people recognize her. They actually come and sit and have, you know, so she has these interesting little conversations with people she doesn't know from a bar of soap.
That's right.
You know, which is a really, it's been very interesting to her because she was a teacher for 30 years, no shortage of human beings in her world. And so it's just been very interesting to her to find, oh, okay. So it's just interesting for her to find that, you know, that there's community and really friendly, nice humans out there.
It's also they found just going out, especially in the morning, if you've got depression, going out in the light really helps.
Yeah.
And going out and getting and breathing and getting some momentum up. And even if you're older, you know, walking's really good.
Yeah.
Like I've taken one thing that a new habit I've created this year is going walking at night time.
Beautiful.
So I'll go out, but I'll go with
Well,
my
starlight's amazing.
well, I go with my wife usually. And for like 4 or 5 times a week, we just go for a walk. You know, half an hour, 40 minutes or an hour, and just walking because we could go down to the river. And depending where you are, there's somewhere nice to go.
Yeah.
There's always somewhere nice to walk to. There'll be a little creek. There's parks everywhere.
Yeah.
Go to the shop. And the nice thing about going to the shop is even if it doesn't mean very much, people who are working in retail, they're always really friendly usually.
Well, I remember going back, going, so 4, 5, 6 years ago, my stepdad refused to use a walking stick or a walker or anything like that. And it wasn't until mum died that he actually started using that sort of thing, which, you know, she'd been nagging him to do that for a long, long time, but his ego didn't want. Is it the ego? Anyway, he didn't want to be seen with walking
Self-esteem.
sticks. Yeah, self-esteem, that's the word. Thank you. You know, so, but since then he's been doing it and he's getting a lot more. He's still getting out. He's 96 in January. You know, so he loves getting out on his scooter. He loves getting out, you know, taking the dog for a ride on the scooter, and you know, it's given him his life back,
Yeah, and
you
even though
know.
it's little, it's still an adventure.
Yeah.
And you don't want to lose that adventuring spirit. And even when you got old, do you know what I mean? Like, nature's still beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, like when you go out, you see the stars. Really
Yeah.
nice, and often the moon's out too.
Yeah. Well, that's what we were in the pool before, weren't we, Teddy? And a thunderstorm came over, and Teddy got a little bit frightened, but I love thunder and lightning.
Yeah, Queensland.
And actually, just before Teddy's dad was born, within a few days of Teddy's dad being born, there was a huge thunder and lightning storm out at Bonnezet. It was spectacular. So yeah, so 2026, I think it is about reevaluating. I think that is a good thing to do at Christmas time and New Year's.
And do it holistically. Try to look at all the areas of your life, like if you count everything, because it's the same in relationships. Do you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Because relationships, what do they call it? Good relationships is like a.
You want to say goodbye? Bye. Bye.
It
That door. Yeah, relationships.
Yeah, often when like in with couples is that people often don't count everything,
Yeah.
right? And by counting everything, you get a better idea of what's really happening.
Yeah.
Like, because it's really to get in a take it for granted situation, and you might get narky at your partner or whatever. But if you sit down and work out all the things you actually do, it's usually pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Because reciprocal altruism, the giving and taking, when you work out, when you actually sit down and honestly count everything
Yeah.
in a very holistic way, you normally come to a bigger, a more positive conclusion than we do just sort of if we're not if we're not going through it in a holistic way.
Yeah.
Because it's
Yeah.
good to count everything.
It is. It's like Teddy, not having his four best friends in his classes next year, but Teddy makes friends easily.
Yeah,
He's not going to have any shortage of friends for grade
but
three.
there's often often that can be an opportunity. It's different with kids, but it depends as parents and older relatives. It's our job to actually help them smooth into that
Yeah, that's
and
right.
understand it in a way that's positive, because you can get a positive
Yeah.
out of things that are even negative
And
in
even
the world.
friends who are going through a funk, sometimes they've forgotten what the positives are in their life.
But that happens with most relationships that are in difficulty.
Yeah.
There's often a counting problem
Right.
or a denial. Like people in couples especially can get in such a negative pattern. But if you count everything, there's all this giving going on in the background that isn't being accounted for. And it's a standard old thing. The person who's working these days, more often the girl than the boy, they come home and the house person's been cleaning the house and they're like, "Didn't you clean that up?" But they didn't count all the things that were
The word
positive.
done.
And it's
Yeah.
that not counting properly can get us into a lot of trouble. So to develop a more positive perspective, you can count things better
Yeah.
and be realistic about what's really happening.
It's funny. I had two ladies about my age last weekend, and both of them were complaining about their hubbies who have 400 jobs on the go at home, and neither of the hubbies like to pay people to get stuff done because they're very good at doing things. And of course, that's the problem with being very self-sufficient, is that you never pay anyone else, so you always are behind, with. Anyway, so one of the women told me that she just wished he would finish anything. And the other day she walked out of the house and said to her, she did say something like that, "Oh man, I can't wait till you finish this." And he's like, "Do you realize what I've completed this year?" And she wasn't paying attention to any of the stuff that he had completed. She was paying attention to all the unfinished job. So then when I had the second wife in and she's telling me that her husband's got 400 jobs, and I said, "Don't forget to thank him for the things that he actually finishes, because he's probably feeling very under supported,
Right,
you
and
know."
that's a common thing with couples, but
Yeah.
that can be a common thing in any type of relationship.
Yeah.
And unless somebody's got a pattern of behavior that's really bad,
Yeah.
it can often be our own negligent counting
Yeah.
to think, oh, and maybe we don't thank them for it either.
Yeah.
And maybe Christmas is a good time to do that.
Yes.
Say thanks. That was
So
beautiful.
the reason why I came back,
Yeah, Teddy.
I just want to tell everyone one thing. So, I know some people don't like Christmas, but
Really?
if some people don't like Christmas, then you could say, "Why don't you like Christmas?" Like, you could tell them like why you don't like Christmas. And you like Halloween more, Easter more, Anzac Day more. You can like more things more.
Yeah, there might be something else you like better. Good thinking, Teddy.
And
You know what that's called? That's called starting a conversation.
Christmas is the most perfect time of the year to relax.
Because everyone's on holidays.
There's lots of holidays
Not
going on.
working.
Like me, I'm going to Beaudesert.
Oh.
Wait, is it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And Lowood. The high life. Yeah.
And another reason why I came here is because I was gonna say that when she said that most people go on holidays for Christmas, I was gonna say that I am going on a holiday for Christmas to Beaudesert.
Yeah, that's going to be good fun, isn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's gonna be very, very, very fun.
It's going to be 35
Yeah.
degrees and we hope the aircon's on. Yeah,
Because if it's 35 degrees, that is like really hot.
that's hot. It'll be hot and humid, but it always is because it's Queensland and we live in a hot climate. So that's pretty standard at Christmas time. Yeah. Thanks, Teddy.
You're welcome.
Oh, out of the mouths of babes. That'll help.
Well, everyone's got their own.
Most people like Christmas more, though.
Yeah.
I like my birthday more.
Everyone's got their own favorite celebration.
Everyone does have their favorite
And Christmas
celebration.
isn't for everyone.
No.
Second favorite is Christmas.
Oh,
Gift
birthday, then Christmas.
presents. But also,
See
you might also have cake.
you, Teddy. Cake, presents, friendship, fun, discussions, and all that sort of fun stuff. Yeah. Any final thoughts, David?
No, well, I like Christmas because it's like, I think it's really a culturally good thing.
Yeah.
And for most people, just the exchanging, all the nice food, seeing people can be a nice thing. And I know
Yeah.
it's hard for some people who are more alone and not with their family and that sort of thing.
Yeah, or they've lost their family.
Or they've lost their family.
Yeah. Yeah.
So heart goes out to those people.
Absolutely. Or people who are in a DV relationship and that they're the people they've got to hang around as well, you know. So there's all sorts of people doing it tough.
Can be.
Yep. So
But often even that gets at Christmas, it gets put
get
aside.
lighter.
Yeah. And so, people light it up at Christmas. You can see it out there in the world. Everyone's lighter, people are less stressed. You can feel the vibe coming on. And it's a really culturally good thing for most people.
Yeah,
And
beautiful.
I'm really into
Excellent.
it. Although my little kid's away in Thailand at the moment with his big sister.
Yeah, that's
So
pretty exciting for him.
we're getting a bit of a kid-free Christmas.
I think they mean they're experiencing the empty nesting for the first time in 28 years.
Right, but not feeling lonely.
Yeah. Is Nava still downstairs? Or is
Yeah,
it
but
mostly
he'll
at his girlfriend's?
mostly his girlfriend's.
Yeah, it's a bit like that, isn't
And
it?
I can't blame him.
No.
I would be too.
Exactly. That's where the fun is. Awesome. Well, anyway, we've had a great year. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being part of our little newly family.
An awesome year.
An awesome year. Yeah. And 2026 will be bloody awesome too.
Love you, open all.
Cool. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Ho,
Take
ho,
care.
ho. Bye.
Ho, ho, ho.